And talking of energy, it is Lights, Camera, Action in Karlovy Vary, where the town's 43rd annual film festival kicking off on Friday. Over the next 8 days, festival goers will be treated to screenings of over 220 films and around 60 premieres. Each year, the population of the picturesque and otherwise tranquil West Bohemian spa town swells to over three times its normal size as industry bigwigs, stars and film lovers flock to Karlovy Vary from all over the world. Radio Prague's Rosie Johnson is heading to the festival, from which she'll be bringing us news and reports. But before she goes, she joins us now in the studio with a few tips about what to look forward to. So, Rosie, everyone is always talking about celebrities, who will be coming and who to watch out for. So what celebrities can we expect to see at Karlovy Vary this year?
Well, Danielle, the biggest name's probably that of Robert De Niro, who touched down in the Czech Republic yesterday, saying he was very happy to be back. Happy, but very jet-lagged. There were some pictures of him in the press today looking somewhat bleary-eyed. And we can only hope that he's woken up a bit by this evening, because he's presenting the opening night's film, which is his film that he produced and starred in, called What Just Happened. And he's going to be quite busy over the next week, because he's picking up a Crystal Globe as well for his contribution to world cinema. Alongside him, there'll be Christopher Lee, who is the face of so many classic horror films, including Dracula. He played the Count in the 1958 cult version of that film. He'll be presenting that at midnight on Sunday in Karlovy Vary. And really, a lot of the big names are actually on the jury this year, which is going to be headed by Ivan Passer, who's a really prominent new wave director from Czechoslovak cinema now living in the US. And as well as him, there'll be people like Brenda Bleden, who's famous in recent years for her role as the hysterical Mrs. Bennet in Pride and Prejudice.
Right, lots of exciting stuff. And what about the films that they'll be judging? Can you tell me a bit about what's in this year's competition?
Well, there are 14 films in the official selection, and two of those films are Czech, and one of those, in turn, is part Polish, which is called The Karamazovs. It's by the director Peter Zelenko, who's famous for films he's made in the past, like The Butteners and The Year of the Devil, and it's based on the Dostoevsky book The Brothers Karamazovs. That already came out in the Czech Republic earlier this year, and didn't have such great audience figures, but a win at Karlovy Vary would obviously send it shooting up the box office ratings. The other Czech film is actually going to be a premiere. That's called Děti noci, which has been translated as Night Owls, and it's by Mikhaila Pavlatova, and it's about a girl who's kind of making the uneasy transition to adulthood in Prague. And from the rest of the films, I've heard good things about Amy Redford's directorial debut, The Guitar. That's starring model-cum-actress Saffron Burrows, who's going to be there presenting it. And as well, there's one to watch out for called Distant Tremors, Les Tremblements Lointains, which is a French-Belgian co-production about a Senegalese man who wants to go to Europe, but ends up in the heart of deepest, darkest Africa instead.
Right. But the actual competition is only part of what is going on at the Karlovy Vary Film Festival, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, over the next week, there's the official selection, and then there are several other smaller competitions which are actually sort of taking place in the shadow of that. One's called East of the West, which is a competition especially dedicated to Eastern European cinema. And as well, there's a documentary competition which has a few interesting titles in it, like Man on Wire. That's by the British director James Marsh. As well, there'll be concerts. There'll be Glenn Hansard and Markéta Urglova coming to sing their Oscar-winning song Falling Soul, and a few others besides. That's going to be taking place this Thursday, and all week there'll be an exhibition of director Armin Müller-Stahl's paintings as well. But of course, Karlovy Vary wouldn't be Karlovy Vary without the parties. There'll be a big opening one taking place tonight, which President Klaus will be at, and an equally extravagant offering, I'm sure, at the closing party next Saturday. Last year, mirror balls were the big theme, and there were women dancing about in the sky on mirror balls, so I don't know how they're going to trump that, but I'm sure they're going to try.
Well, it sounds like an exciting week, and of course we'll be looking forward to hearing all about it from you. But now it's back to business. This being Friday, it's time to check out the week's business.